Thailand is welcoming its 1 millionth tourist. Schools are finally back in Thailand, and guess what? So is Russell Crowe. That's all coming up on today's Good Morning Thailand. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of topics today. As Tim mutes his laptop, we're going to be talking about Thailand welcoming its 1 millionth tourist, Russell Crowe trying to make his impact on Thai politics, schools are back for summer, and students are excited, and lastly, we're going to be looking at Thai Airways better at making losses.
Can I mention that last night, I'm not sure what time you guys leave, because you usually leave about 10:30 after the show?
Pretty much.
But if anybody left around about 5 or 6 o'clock last night, the roads around here were mental.
It was raining, was it?
The traffic jam started at one end of our circle, went to the other in both directions, and all the side soys, they were equally full of cars. It was just complete gridlock. I'm not sure whether there was... I know there was rain yesterday afternoon. Yep. Some big storms, actually.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Quite a few big bangs here, which shook us a bit. But, if you were trying to get through a sock last night, it was impossible. I don't know what caused it. Mm. It might have been some flooding somewhere, but wow.
Yes, definitely some flooding, heavy rain, and the problems living in the city centre.
I saw a lot of roaches, though. Yeah. A lot of roaches came up.
On your desk?
Yes. Not my desk, fortunately, but on the roads.
We should also say hello to a new member of our team today.
That's right. It's Kunat. He's in the house. Now, right, I don't want there to be a riot on the street, as per Sick Puppy and PG Santa. Carmel has taken a voluntary 3-day sabbatical.
Retirement.
Yeah, not retirement.
Oh, sorry.
A 3-day sabbatical to go do whatever it is that she needs to do. We don't ask questions. She gets really furious. Yeah. But she'll be back next Monday, and standing in will be Kunat. So please welcome him to the chat. Also, ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you're watching this not live, if you're watching this video while it's not live, you can use the timestamps to go directly to the part where we sometimes occasionally talk about news.
And if you're watching it live, you can't.
Yes.
Yes.
So you must bear with me. But I've got some good news. We have a 3-day, 2-night, 5-star hotel stay giveaway.
What?
For our members.
Nice.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
So where is it?
It's going to be at the Four Points Sheraton in Phuket. And please stay tuned to find out more about how you can enter the contest.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Can we enter?
No. It's for the members.
I'll just steal it.
Because it's our first one, members will get first priority. And starting next month, our live viewers will also be able to participate in this event. So stay tuned on to find out more. Let's get on with the show. Our first topic is Thailand to welcome the 1 millionth tourist.
Well,
by the end of May this year.
I think the headline's already wrong. Because it's the 1 millionth traveller.
Yes.
And we know that about 60% of the people coming in, we don't know the exact numbers. We assume that probably about 60% of the people coming are actual, we've got a problem.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me? Papa, can you hear me?
Audio, I think I am okay, live. Video bad, says Tom O'Connell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you please tell us if you're having any buffering issues? Better, says Scott D.
Do we need to start again, or do we continue?
No, we're good. I think we're good. We're fine. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Internet issues. What can man do?
Fix it?
Fix it. Anyways, a total of 966,686 international tourists have travelled to the Kingdom of Thailand.
They're not tourists, they're travellers.
Yes. TAT expects that the millionth tourist, they keep saying tourist, will arrive before the month ends. However, in 2021, only 428,000 foreigners arrived in Thailand throughout the year. Now, yes, the people coming in, are not completely classified as tourists.
Of course
they're
not.
There are a lot of travelers coming back home.
Expats.
Thais. Yeah, it would be awkward if the millionth tourist
is a Thai?
Yeah, it's a Thai national.
Well, it's much more
back
likely
to see his mum.
That they're going to be a Thai national because they are one of the top numbers of people coming into Thailand.
Yeah.
So why do the TAT keep on feeding us with this sort of rubbish? Why do they want to insist that there are millions of people coming here at the moment when they never actually address the real numbers or the facts of the matter? So calling these people tourists is just a plain lie.
Well, I guess they're just trying to, you know, celebrate the fact that,
well, it's
they've
worth
had
celebrating
a million people coming back to the country.
People?
Yeah.
But why do they bother calling them tourists where that plainly isn't the actual truth? I don't know why
they wouldn't necessarily be in Thailand if they weren't, you know, they're still coming back. I travel back to India as a tourist, even though I'm a Indian national. I live in Thailand. My life is here. When I go back, I'm basically a tourist.
Okay. Well, I think you're equally fudging the situation. If you're a Thai returning to the country after travels, or you're not a tourist. You're
not necessarily. Like, in the definition of the word tourist, yes, you're not a tourist. But they might just be coming back 1 week of holiday, you know.
I think the word for tourists and travelers in Thai is the same word. So nak thong thio is meant for the same word.
That's
so when you directly translate it back to English, that's where it gets lost a little bit. But yeah.
Well, that's interesting, and that may be part of the reason that we get this this sort of weekly subterfuge. Mm. But that's an interesting comment.
Oh, all right. Well, anyways, last week the health minister said that visitors must still wear face masks regarding the tourists coming to endemic, because the government has also come out and said, look, the reason we're having an influx or more tourists coming is because of the test and go being scrapped, and they expect even more tourists to come once the endemic is declared in Thailand, whatever endemic means. Because Thailand seems to have a different definition of endemic, because the health minister's come out and said, even though Thailand turns COVID-19 into an endemic within the country, you'll still have to wear face masks, which defeats the point of an endemic. Comments?
I'm just concerned that our viewers are having trouble watching us today, which I regret. I'm very sorry about that situation.
No, not necessarily. The stream seems to be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, any comments, or shall we move on?
Well, I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry, I was just reading what the people were saying, and if they're not happy, they're not happy.
Yeah, it's all good now. Anyways, let's move on to our next topic, which is regarding ASEAN nations. Now, ASEAN nations have agreed on a mutual recognition of COVID-19 vaccination certificates. That's some good news if you're in an ASEAN country.
Yeah, I like it now that the different countries are going to now talk to each other, because that was a problem earlier during the pandemic where I think I gave the example before, like the Philippines government didn't talk to the Thai government. They didn't know that we have already scrapped the, 17-day quarantine, and my friend got stuck at the airport. So now that there's going to be a universal COVID certification or anything that they're talking, it's always a good thing.
Sure. I think ASEAN, we've got the 10, do we name the 10 countries? We always leave somebody out.
Oh, no. Well, we've got three of us now.
Oh, no, we've got three of us.
Should we?
Are you from ASEAN?
You've said it. All right, let's go. I'm going to start us off.
There's
we'll go
10.
With Thailand.
Okay.
Singapore. Brunei.
Brunei's Malaysia, the one they always forget.
Okay. Indonesia.
Yeah.
Philippines.
Yeah.
Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos?
Yes.
Myanmar?
There we go. Laos with an S.
I said Myanmar already, but hey.
No.
Close enough.
We always miss something. So this is good that we've got a bit of cooperation between at least the 10 ASEAN nations, so that if you've got a vaccination certificate here in Thailand, which I have, I can now go to Laos. Myanmar. Imagine going to Myanmar at the moment. Oh, my God.
Why not?
Oh, dear. What a cluster place that is at the moment. Then at least my vaccination certificate's going to be recognised. The problem is, though, that they've all got different processes to get back into the countries at the moment. Some have still got some sort of process where you've got to show your vaccination, or you've got to pre-register. The other problem is that this is going to slow things up at immigration. They're going to have to say, can I have a look at your vaccination certificate? And you're going to have to get it out, and they're going to have to go, oh, this is from Thailand, and check something. So it's going to slow that immigration process. process, but this is just something we're going to have to get used to pretty much anywhere in the world at the moment as we travel around, with some countries still checking vaccinations and some airlines requiring vaccination for the travellers.
Mm. All right. Very well said. And I think I'm going to leave it at that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's now have a look at all the headlines, or at least the top three headlines from across Thailand with Natty.
And the race is on. Thailand is preparing to see seven of Thailand's top Bangkok governor candidates answer difficult questions live this Thursday by Russell Crowe and six other celebrities prior to the May 22nd election. From 4:15 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, Channel 7 HD will air the live program 22 May Deciding Bangkok's Fate, hosted by Tin Chokmonkit. Seven Bangkok governor candidates will have the chance to express their visions for the city and their ideas to solve problems in Bangkok, and will each answer a question from seven celebrities, including Russell Crowe. New Zealand-born Hollywood actor Russell Crowe famously loves Thailand, with some even dubbing him a tourism ambassador for the country after he spurred foreigners to visit Thailand via Twitter in November last year. Schools are now officially open, and some Thai students in Thak, northern Thailand, are getting to their classes via elephants. Yesterday was the first day of the nationwide on-site classes in Thai schools after almost 2 years of online remote studying. To mark the occasion, parents from Banya Ba School in Poprad District organized for their children to ride to school on an elephant. Thai netizens loved the idea, and some said that riding elephants to school is the perfect way to combat rising oil prices. The school is located on the Mae River on the border of Myanmar. The village's culture is a blend of Thai and Karen influences, with most people working in farming and agriculture. Riding an elephant to school is still a very rare sight, even in Thailand. And lastly, turning to Thailand's neighbor, Cambodia. Superstitious Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen is changing his legal date of birth from April 4, 1951, to his actual date of birth on August 5, 1952. The 69-year-old former military commander decided to change the date of his birth after his older brother passed away earlier this month from a heart attack. Cambodia's longest-serving prime minister believes that having the wrong birthday is related to his brother's passing because it conflicted with the Chinese calendar. Hun Sen said Chinese astrology, quote, should not be ignored, end quote, referencing his older brother's wrong date of birth.
Welcome back, viewers and listeners, if you're listening to the GMT podcast. This is Good Morning Thailand with Tim, Natty and Jay. And I'd like to take this moment to thank Dewa Beach Resort.
Oh, yes.
You can visit Dewa Beach Resort in Nayang, Phuket for a luxurious yet peaceful and amazing stay. You can type in the code TIGER at checkout for a 10% discount. So visit Dewa Beach Resort.
And apparently they do a really good breakfast buffet.
Yes.
We wouldn't know because we haven't been asked to try it yet. But yes, when we do,
yep,
I'm sure it's a very, very good breakfast buffet. We look forward to it.
Mm. I'd also like to thank Thai Farmer Ben and EAFB Job for becoming Tiger members.
Thank you very much for supporting
the channel. We appreciate you and we appreciate your support, as well as all the viewers watching us right now. There's about 290 people watching us live. Please click the like button if you're enjoying the show so far.
Including Beat the Heat,
yeah,
who said, Tim, have you ever been to Myanmar? Why this comment? I sort of mocked traveling to Myanmar at the moment.
On the list of countries you hate in the world, US, Myanmar, what else?
Well, I don't hate either of those countries, but travelling to Myanmar at the moment would, if you need to go there for certain reasons, then by all means. But I wouldn't be travelling there as a tourist. I'd be calling it quite unsafe.
You'd be a celebrity travelling to another country.
Given that there's basically a civil war on in Myanmar, whether you like it or not. So it's just a public safety thing. I have been to Myanmar. I love the country. We actually have got a few Burmese employees here at the Tiger. But at the moment, I wouldn't be travelling there unless you absolutely have to, because I think there are deep safety issues involved with travelling around that particular country right now.
You could be a tourist ambassador to Myanmar. And talking about tourist ambassadors, let's talk about Russell Crowe.
Yeah. Now, I don't get this one.
Why?
Well, okay, so we mentioned it in the news, but we've got Russell,
yes,
who's going to be part of a Thai show.
I love how you said that. Sorry, Russell, your mate Russell.
Yeah, okay. He calls me Timbo.
Okay.
I call him Russ, usually, just Russ.
Yeah, okay.
Russ, mate.
Yeah.
What's his nickname?
Russy.
He's got a nickname. Rusty.
Rusty.
Rusty is his nickname.
Okay.
So he's included in this program. It's a program about addressing questions to the nominees in the people standing for election in the Thai governorship. And Russell Crowe has been asked to, I think it's just going to be 30 seconds that he's been pre-recorded and he's asking one question because he became quite famous last year.
Yeah, that's right. Now, to give you a quick background of what's exactly happening, like Tim said, Russell Crowe, two question Bangkok governor candidates live on TV. I believe they've picked about 6 or 7 celebrities to ask these governors some questions, and they're going to be on channel 7. They're going to be on channel 7 on a popular show called Deciding Bangkok's Fate, hosted by a famous host, I'm guessing, Khun Tin. Do you know Tin?
I've seen him, yeah.
T-I-N,
that's right. And they've got basically celebrities coming and asking these governors some questions, probably to increase the rating of the show, to get more people involved in Bangkok to watch the show as
Who
well.
Who are the other celebrities?
That's an excellent question. Irrelevant, because Russell Crowe has dominated the news.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are they Thai celebrities, or are they just
I'm guessing.
Yes, Thai celebrities.
Or are they all going to be New Zealand
Hollywood.
Actors?
No Hollywood. No.
Well, Russell's pretty Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He's about as Hollywood as you get.
Russell stole the show.
I'm surprised they didn't ask you, Natty, as a celebrity.
Oh, they did, but I turned them down.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably a good choice.
Yeah.
So would he be asking them about the cabling?
That's exactly right.
What are you going to do about the cabling?
Yeah, so the New Zealand-born Hollywood actor Russell Crowe, famously, last year, I believe, when he was in Thailand shooting a movie called The Greatest Beer Run in the World, or something like that.
Yes.
He went to his Instagram, he took a picture of the beautiful cables, the electric cables that can be found in Thailand, took a picture of it, and wrote the caption, Bangkok Dreaming. And that post went viral, and actually called on a lot of people to comment on the fact that, yes, Thailand does have a ridiculous amount of unsafe electrical engineering and cables all around the city. And the government hasn't really done anything about it. And then throughout the year, we saw news about the government wanting to move the cables underground. Let's get our streets clean. Let's fix the electric cables. It'll be safer. Till now, nothing has happened yet.
Exactly.
However,
precisely nothing has happened.
But, Netty, I think one of the biggest questions that the people online were saying is that, is Russell actually going to address the fact about the electrical engineering? And what do you think about this whole thing about getting this Hollywood celebrity to come on? How many millions would they have spent on him coming on TV?
I hope they didn't have to spend too much. I hope that Russell Crowe wanted to do it just because of his love of Thailand alone. I mean, like, he clearly has some kind of adoration for the country, as many foreigners do. What I do like about having him on, I guess I hope that more Crowe fans would jump on board and actually listen to these candidates battle it out, because I have watched some of these debates and they're very, very spicy. They're very hot. It's very intense, and I like that they're having this debate now, because in the past, general elections basically mean cars on the road, which is already trafficked enough, would go with big microphones, right? Elect number XXX, right? And then just create more traffic. But now, the way of the social media, the way digital has come into play in these kind of elections is modernized. There's less traffic on the road, and it's more effective. People actually get to know each person deeply, and that's great.
Two comments. Firstly, mostly they're not electrical cables. They're all communication cables. The electrical cables are higher up and usually sort of out of reach, which is what you'd expect. But a lot of these communication cables, they estimate that half of them are not actually being used anymore. They're old, like cable TV sort of rollouts and things. But I was also interested as to why Thai people didn't see that criticism mm-hmm. as something that they would attack Russell Crowe. Why? It's nothing to do with you. Why are you telling Sour Cable? It was interesting that they found it endearing that the Hollywood actor picked on something so sort of ubiquitous about Thailand, and they thought it was endearing. Yeah.
But he didn't really criticize it, you know, he didn't like go out. He just, the caption was Bangkok Dreaming, and it was funny. And he just highlighted something that we all really think about but don't really discuss in common conversation.
But you're right that absolutely nothing has happened. There was promises about, you know, 20 kilometres done by the end of the year. And I noticed along just the track that I traipse every day along Asok, nothing has happened. One of the main sort of trafficked roads in Bangkok, and nothing has changed at all. It is a big job because you've literally got to dig huge holes. You've got to get all that. You've got to sort of find, oh, this one is from this company and this one's from this company, and then you've got to reconnect it. It's a huge job, and all they've really done in the past is sort of, you know, make nice little neat loops and try to make it look neater. But I don't know if it's there's no. It doesn't make the communications better by putting them underground. So they're spending money on just making things look nicer. And so, yeah, that's a hard budget item, isn't it? Oh, it'll make Bangkok look nicer.
Well said. All right. It's now time to talk about schools, because school's back.
Yay.
For summer.
Back to school.
Do we know that song?
No.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm trying to think who sang it.
Alice.
Back for summer.
Is it Alice Cooper?
Is it Justin Bieber?
It's definitely not Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Okay. No.
Anyway, school is...
Do you know any other singers besides Justin Bieber? No.
School is back for summer, ladies and gentlemen, because Thai schools are open during the Western summer, really. However, this has actually brought back a lot of joy to students as students returned to school yesterday for the first time in 2 years, some of them. And... some positive news, because a lot of the students have finally had a moment to, you know, remotely from far away, embrace their fellow students and friends, and they're happy that they no longer have to stay in front of a computer.
Well, I'd be in front of a computer at school rather than a computer at home. It's good. I mean, there has been this talk about not quite a lost generation, but a sort of a lost year or so with a lot of Thai students having to work remotely. And for some of them, it hasn't been easy. Internet connections have been poor. Some families don't have good computers or good phones. And some students don't interact well. Mm-hmm. A few have actually thrived. You were talking about your sister, for example, that really enjoyed the experience and sort of thrived in that environment. But I'm thinking probably most wouldn't. But I actually enjoyed the way that some of the students arrived to school yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Some students and some parents, rather, took the opportunity to get their children excited even more by letting them ride on elephants to school. Now, I picked that story in particular because of something that Natty once said. I think we were doing a Tiger Unfiltered where you said that when you were in America, someone asked you, do you ride an elephant to school? And you felt, hey, you're being racist. Not everyone in Thailand is like that. Unfortunately, Natty, you will never be able to use that ever again.
I've been proven wrong.
You can send them photos.
Yeah.
So this was a bit of fun, and it happened up in the Tak province, which is up in northern Thailand.
Yes.
Tak? Did I say that
was
right?
Was it in Tak?
Yeah, Tak.
Tak, yes.
Which I think is on the Burmese border. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
So they're on elephants. Yeah. And these young students are probably a total of like 40 kilograms wringing wet on top of a couple of ton elephants. Interesting watching some of the social media talking about this. A lot of people saying it's disgusting. It's animal torture. It's and they were really focusing on the sort of the issues that we partly discussed yesterday of what to do with Thai elephants. And some people really got onto the animal abuse side of the story. Mm-hmm. What did you think of that sort of reaction? I thought it was sort of cute. It was a nice photo opportunity. Yeah. It was very cultural. I think they were really sort of just sort of showing that, you know, we're still Thai and we can still enjoy the things that are unique about Thailand. But some people were really anti it.
And it's still quite a rare rare thing to see. You know, there is no such thing as elephant taxis in Thailand.
Oh man, that's such a good concept, though. What, an elephant taxi?
I don't know. That does actually sound like a business opportunity. I hope no one takes it up. But yeah, it is quite rare to see something like that, and that's why it made news. Now, and it's often I notice. It's difficult to comment on this.
I mean, like for me personally, I feel like it's different having an elephant as a pet and you use it as transportation, because that's how the Thais have done it for maybe way back in the past, right? But it's not like they're whipping them and asking them to carry heavy logs that are way more than they should be carrying.
Yeah.
Unlike in the logging industry, where they illegally use elephants and they torture them and they want them to do things that are not really meant for elephants, like kneeling down for a long periods of times to load the logs and stuff like that. So it's a different type of usage of the elephant, so it's not bad.
Can I throw this at you? If it was a story about young American students going back to school and they decided to get on a horse, people would go, oh, that's cute, they're on a horse,
yeah,
and exactly. Look at them, they're going back to school. Yeah, but no, when it's an elephant, there's something about this particular animal. They are the national symbol. You can't actually ride a kangaroo, but no, we do not ride kangaroos to go to school in Australia. But I'm just fascinated by the way that people sort of perceive that picture. And some people saying, hey, that's cute and that's Thai and that's a really interesting sort of cultural look into the lives of Thai students. But other people saying, no, it's animal abuse. So it was very polarized, that those photos. We've been watching those photos during the discussion. It's finished. So we have seen the video. There you go.
Yeah. All right. ladies and gentlemen, just a quick note that schools have also changed. They're not exactly the same as they were before. They've become more COVID-19 friendly in the sense that there will be a sensor-operated body temperature for students when they get back. They will be wearing masks. Some schools have fitted a divider at every table in the canteen.
Oh, no.
And students have to have lunch at different hours. As well as some classrooms, the tables are spaced apart. And wearing masks is compulsory in general. So, yes, there's... At least schools are back. They're still going to have to go through this. Different schools, almost most of them, do have some aspects of these COVID-19 measures, some more extreme than others. But we're still going to have to go through all of that. As for now, we're going to take another quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to be talking more about the contest and special giveaway and Thai Airways. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Big Hewer. You might recognize my name as one of the moderators on the Tiger Talk forum. Tiger Talk is a place where you can come and discuss the news that affects Thailand and news from around the world. Join the conversation. Join the Tiger Talk forum.
And welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to give a big shout out to Julian Stiles. Thank you, Julian, for your $5 donation.
Thank you.
We appreciate your donation to the Tiger and appreciate your support.
We really, actually, it was $4.99.
Yes.
We'd appreciate it if you just add that extra cent and sort of round it up for us. Yeah.
$4.99 will do. Thank you very much.
Much appreciated.
Internet issues today. Ladies and gentlemen, we actually don't know what's going on with the internet. We apologize if there are any technical issues. We have moved to a new office and we do have a new internet service. As for right now, I'm looking at the stream. It looks fine. However,
pedal faster, Natty. Pedal faster.
From the live chat, I can tell that a lot of people are getting some technical issues. We apologize for that. We'll try to improve for tomorrow's episode.
Alice Cooper, School's Out for Summer.
Yes.
Was Alice Cooper.
That's right.
Is Alice Cooper still around?
I think he's still kicking. Yeah.
Who's Alice Cooper?
He is a rock band singer. No, it's definitely not Eurovision.
No.
Alice Cooper. He could be, though.
Alice is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick reminder, we do have an ongoing contest and a special giveaway coming out later today in this episode, we're going to be addressing it on the live question and answer section, where you get an opportunity to win a 3-day, 2-night stay at a 5-star hotel, specifically Four Points Sheraton in Phuket, valid valid for 1 year. It's valid until 2023.
Four Points Sheraton.
So you can use it next time you visit Thailand, hopefully within this year.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's lastly talk about Thai Airways. Ladies and gentlemen, Thai Airways has improved. Now,
that's a brash comment.
Now, before we start talking about this, while I was doing research for this topic, I saw two different headlines, one positive and one basically saying it how it is. Now, one media outlet said, outlook brighter for cash-strapped Thai.
Well, you could say the Bangkok Post.
The Bangkok Post said.
Yes.
Yeah, basically a positive headline, which basically said, oh, things are looking brighter because cash-strapped Thai is made more money. And then The Nation reported, Thai reports over 3.2 billion loss despite 155 increase in revenue. So the Bangkok Post tried to focus on the 155% increase in revenue, whereas The Nation focused on, guys, they still made a 3.2 billion loss.
And where are we in
this? Well, we'll obviously just report the fact, but
yeah, okay.
The truth of the story is, is that Thai Airways has reported a slightly less a loss compared to last year. But that's hardly surprising because, of course, the borders have largely reopened and there are more people coming back. There are more travellers coming back to Thailand, which is a good thing. A few lines I've thought about this one, and this was in the Nation article. Mm. Thai said its net loss for the first quarter was 3.2 billion baht, down 8.9 billion baht last year. That's still quite a big loss, adding to some, I don't know, 160 billion baht there in debt.
But they have improved. That's some good news.
They have improved. And also this line, that the company has resumed its normal operation, provided a full service on internet. This is from Thai Airways. A full service on international routes aimed at supporting the opening of the country on November 1st last year. Well, Thai Airways has not resumed its normal operations. I have no idea why the company feels inclined to say that, partly because there is a long, long list on the article of new routes that they're going to be starting or increases on the frequency. I mean, look at the list that they're adding. So that's what they're adding. So the current situation is anything but normal. And also, if you go to Sawanakhum Airport, as I frequently report, there are still lines and lines. I'm glad to say the lines are getting a bit smaller, of Thai Airways planes just sitting there gathering dust. So Thai Airways International is still a long, long way from back to its normal operations. And I have no idea why they say in their statement the company has resumed its normal operation. I suppose when they talk about normal operation, they're actually talking about their planes up again. But they're a long way from normal and they're still losing a lot of cash. Interesting point is, where are they getting their cash now? Because the government's not putting their hands in their pockets anymore because they're not the majority shareholder. They divested that last September. So they're not the majority shareholder anymore. So where is Thai getting all this extra money? That would be an interesting question.
Well, the airline's saying that they've improved performance due to the increase in passengers and cargo traffic brought on by the reopening of borders and substantial lifting of public health restrictions.
Okay.
Well, of course.
So cargo has definitely helped.
Yes. Interesting situation where you've got some planes where you've got half the plane with seats and the other half, they're putting cargo in the back.
Yeah. A lot of planes do that, though.
Well, no, I'm talking the back of the plane, upstairs, not downstairs.
Okay.
So that's an interesting situation. And cargo has become such a big thing with Lazada and Shopee and Amazon and all the people doing so much online shopping. That all that stuff has to be delivered somehow. Mm-hmm. I mean, my swimming pool, which arrived the other day in a big box, it arrived from, well, it actually went from China to the United States to Thailand to Phuket. So that box has been around the world a few times and it's gone on planes, I'm assuming.
Why did it go from China to US?
Because they import these pools from China and then that's where they warehouse them and they distribute them around the world. I don't know why, but that's what the why they do it. So that box has been around the world a few times.
More than you, maybe, this year.
Sorry?
More than you.
More than me, yeah. So I will sit in that pool and I'll think to myself, this plastic and metal has been around the world a few times. I have no idea how it could be delivered to my place so cheaply, given how far it's gone. But it's things like that that are keeping some of these airlines going, whilst the passenger travel is down. But look, I mean, I do hope Thai Airways continue to you know, revitalise the airline and get back up in the air. But there are still a lot of those planes with purple tails sitting on the tarmac at Sawanapum, and that's just a fact.
All right, another quick shout out to Kun Vin. He's donated $10 from San Francisco, and he says, hello from San Francisco, we love your show, keep up the good work. Yay. Thank you very much, Kun Vin. How would I say his last name, Nettie? Iam Wutikon.
There you go. Yeah, Iam
Wutikon. Oh, he's a Thai.
Yes, he is. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate the support.
Much appreciated. A nice part of the world, San Francisco. Yeah. Have you been there?
Love it, yeah.
Yes, been to San Francisco?
No. Never been to America.
You must go.
Oh, well, one day.
Tim's favorite place.
Last time I was there, I was mugged.
What? But, where?
Well, I've told the story before about being mugged in Chicago.
All right, Chicago. More on Tim's story about being mugged. We'll be back right after this break. Celebrations.
What are we celebrating?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to give you more information on that contest. You can win a 3-day, 2-night stay at Four Points Sheraton Phuket Beach Resort in Patong, Phuket. Where's he gone? That's right. Focus on my camera if anyone can see the voucher. That is the voucher. It's real and it's valid until March 2023. So you can use it when you come later this year or early next year.
So there you go.
So yeah.
Fabulous. Four Points Sheraton in Phuket.
That's right. We've got four vouchers in total. Because this is our first.
One for me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because this is our first giveaway, this will be addressed to the members first. So we'll have one for Tiger Legends and one for Tiger Cubs.
One for me and one for Natty.
That's right. And starting next month, we'll be having more voucher giveaways for Tiger Legends, Tiger Cubs, and our viewers. So that's something to look forward to. So we're going to start with this one. And the contest is simply, send us your favorite picture of Thailand. Now, most of you have traveled to Thailand for, you know, it could be 20 years ago, 10 years ago, or you plan to travel to Thailand very soon. So we want you to send us your favorite picture of Thailand. It can be personal. It can be something hilarious that you shot, as in a picture, while you were traveling to Thailand.
Perhaps it's a photo of the cabling.
That's right. It could be a picture of the cable. It could be a picture of you standing next to a temple. It could be something hilarious you saw on your travel to Thailand. Send us your pictures and we will pick the best picture and award you this reward. Show us your photography skills.
Yes.
What is your favorite picture of Thailand?
We don't want any nude pics or anything.
Yes, I mean, please. No nude pics.
We don't want to see those.
No nude pics. So, conditions apply, as in you have to be a member to enter the contest.
I just know.
And you can, Bytes, and you can send us your picture at bytes@thetiger.com.
Bytes@thetiger.com.
That's right. That was our old Tiger Bytes email.
Oh,
right.
That's so cool.
That worked well, didn't it?
Yeah. bytes@thetiger.com. We will put the link in the description below. That is BITES, bytes@thetiger.com. Send us your favorite picture of Thailand. It can include you. It doesn't have to include you. It can be something else. Just send us your favorite picture of Thailand. Try to get our attention, and hopefully you can win a 3-day, 2-night stay at Sheraton Four Points, Patong.
I like your commercial voice.
Thank you. Okay. And let's now get some live question and answers. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have the voice of God today. However, we have the prophet.
The prophet.
We have the prophet.
Just a mere prophet.
The prophet of reason. Let's call him the prophet of reason. We've got the prophet of reason, Kunnat, taking over for the next 3 days while Carmel does whatever Carmel does. And she'll be back with us next Monday. So give it a go, the prophet of reason, Kunnat.
Okay, I hope you guys can hear me clearly.
I think we can.
We can hear you clearly.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a few questions regarding tourism and traveling in Thailand. First of all, Tony the Tiger 86 said 1 million is monumental.
I think so.
1 million is what?
Monumental.
Monumental.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fact that we... Well, has the millionth person arrived or are they going to arrive?
They're going to arrive by the end of May. So they're very close now. I believe currently they're at 966 something.
But it would be, you're right, it would be hilarious if it was a Thai returning to go and see...
But they have to make sure that it's not.
Naughty or something.
They have to make sure it's not. It'll be just awkward, wouldn't it? Yeah. So it's like, you know, when they arrive in, I'm guessing maybe Suvarnabhumi Airport or Phuket Airport, they basically highlighted, Kunnati Warisa is like... the 1 millionth person to apply for a Thailand pass or something like that. Mm-hmm. And when she arrives, there's going to be like, you know, I'm guessing...
Streamers and...
Probably not fireworks.
Elephants.
What are those things called? Party poppers. There's going to be party poppers.
I think like a flower garland. That's
you're
what they typically...
You're going to get a very nice butterfly pea soup.
Durian.
Or Thai massage.
Yeah, a Thai massage
mango
while you're walking through immigration. You know,
there's tons of things.
When you're waiting for your QR to be scanned.
Three nights and 2 days. No, they don't get that.
No,
that's only for you.
That's only for members. Yeah.
Right.
You ride to your hotel in an elephant. Anything's possible.
But look, the fact that we have reached 1 million tourists after January, February, March, April, May, 5 months is somewhat of a milestone, given that there used to be 3 million tourists per month. Mm-hmm. So we're still quite a long way from that. But yeah, we're on the way. It's a milestone, and it's worth celebrating.
Yeah. Sorry, another quick thing to address. Sick Puppy and some members are asking, how personal does the picture have to be, and how many do I have to send? You just have to send one picture. When I mean by personal, I mean your face or body is in the video. Please no nudity or anything ridiculous like that.
It doesn't have to be of a person.
Yeah, you could be at a beach and be shirtless. That's fine.
Oh, they have to show their body parts?
It could be a selfie next to an elephant. That's what
got
I mean.
It,
you can you can put yourself in the picture. It could be you and a beautiful picture of you and your family, your girlfriend, your partner.
No body parts, Natty. Okay.
Just wondering. Just clarifying
for the audience. I cannot make this any more clearer.
No.
Right.
Okay.
And if you're a lady, make sure you got the top on. Sorry, not.
All right. Another question regarding Thailand Pass.
Okay.
By Jeremiah Wells. He says, we are traveling to Cambodia while on holiday in Thailand. Is that going to mess with our Thailand Pass?
Sorry, I can barely hear you, man.
So he's traveling to Cambodia while on holiday in Thailand.
Yeah.
Will that affect his Thailand Pass?
Well, when he comes back to Thailand, he will need another... If he's sort of going through Thailand, then to Cambodia, maybe coming back to Thailand every time. At the moment, you're coming to Thailand, you will have to get a Thailand Pass.
Yeah.
If you're coming across a land border, you will have to get a Thailand Pass.
Yeah.
But it's much easier now than it used to be. You just have to have your passport, vaccine information, and the proof of insurance.
Yeah.
So, yeah... if every time you come into Thailand, flying by boat, you know, your
elephant,
luxury yacht, elephant, by land, whatever, you will have to have a Thailand pass. That might change this Friday, but we don't know.
Hmm. All right,
that's a good one. Not
all right. And do you guys have any idea when the Thailand pass will drop? Because Steve Johnson said, will Thailand pass drop by 1st of June? He wants to come back to his family. It's been 4 years.
Yeah, this is real. This is the burning question, is when are we going to get rid of the Thailand pass? And we asked yesterday what people thought was the most important restriction they wanted reduced. And most people said, well, it was 50%, wasn't it? Said get rid of the Thailand pass. So I think this is going to be heavily discussed this week. Will it be the 1st of June? I don't think so. I think it's more likely to be the 1st of July. But they are meeting on Friday, and I'm sure that there will be some adjustment. Mm-hmm. There's not much they can actually reduce on what you now have to upload onto the Thailand Pass. So it's not as if there's much more to do with the Thailand Pass other than actually get rid of it. But when they get rid of it, who's going to be checking the vaccinations? That's going to come to immigration. So there's going to be longer queues.
I'm expecting increase in no curfew for the alcohol sales, nightlife venues to officially be open.
Reopen bars.
Yeah.
So officially.
I think those are the changes that are most probably going to be taking place in the next meeting.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Thailand Pass, just addressing the question from Kunnot,
it's going to be around.
Maybe no more insurance.
Hopefully
yeah.
Not.
I don't think it's the cost of the insurance that's the problem now. I think it's the actual fact that you have to get the COVID insurance.
Yeah.
But with so few cases now being registered on a daily basis,
yeah,
and so few people coming into Thailand and testing positive or ending up becoming positive while they're here, I think the need for insurance is fairly low. Some people would suggest, Jay Natty, that the only reason it's still around is for a few Thai insurance companies to make a few bucks. I don't know why they say things like that. It's cruel.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yes. Allegedly.
Sorry. Another quick clarification. Someone asks, is the competition for members or for subscribers? Tariq, thank you for your comment. It is currently for members because it's our first one. It's for the members. Starting next month, we will also open it to subscribers.
One for
so
you.
So make sure you're a member when you enter the competition.
One for you. Oh, sorry.
And take part in the competition. All right.
Okay, so moving on to the electrical cable topic.
Yes.
So Edward Bishop says, Phuket Town has put cables underground. So Tim, maybe you could confirm on this part.
Yeah, absolutely. About probably three or four years ago, they put the cabling around old Phuket Town,
yeah,
which is a really cute part of Phuket Town. It's like the original sort of a grid where all these old shop houses are and cute little restaurants and galleries and places. Nice part of town. And they put all the cabling underground, and it looks the change to the landscape there has been profound. It really made a great difference. So it would be great if Thailand can put all the cabling underground, but as I said, by doing so, they're doing is making it look prettier, mm-hmm, and there's no extra value. The cabling won't be better being underground, it'll just be hidden, and which is nice, but that's a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of effort. A lot of holes have to be dug for just a bit of visual improvement. But in old Phuket Town, it really did look a whole lot better.
Do you remember how long it took for them to get all the cables underground in Phuket Town?
It took a while. They sort of did it street by street. Were you in Phuket Town when they were doing it?
No, I mean, I only go to Phuket Town if there's a specific reason to go there. So.
A bar or a girl.
Friends, a lot of my friends actually live in Phuket Town.
Sure.
And they actually do have I feel like Phuket Town is a very underappreciated scene. It has some of the best bars and clubs, if you're interested in that.
Yeah, I think it's a great part of Phuket, and you're right, very underappreciated. But it took a couple of months.
Okay.
But they did it quite methodically, and they did it street by street, and then they repaved the areas with some better paving and stuff. So it actually really improved the area, and they put all these little gold squares in and some new street lamps and stuff. Yeah, it was great.
So the wait was worth it.
In Phuket Town, yes.
Yes.
So another question regarding the electric cables. Elaine asks if wireless road is actually wireless.
Wireless road, what's the Thai word for it?
Wittiyu.
Yeah, Tanon Wittiyu, yeah. Right?
Tanon Wittiyu.
Which means radio, right? Which means like,
Yeah, no, it's not. No.
Yeah, Wittiyu means wireless.
It's actually quite a nice looking street. It's one of the sort of the upscale.
It just doesn't have electric cables. Maybe that's why it's wireless.
But it's not like that. They had a lot of the radio transmission towers in the old Bangkok days.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, Tanon Wittiyu. I remember that from when I was studying old Bangkok. But no, it's not wireless.
You studied old Bangkok history?
Yeah, I mean, before I came here, wow. I think I probably know more about Thai history than most Thais.
I would agree.
Because I sort of, I really got into the, Wikipedia and stuff and did some homework before I arrived here, which I would always recommend, especially if you're coming here for the first time, just investigate scams in Thailand, just to avoid yourself a whole lot of woe when you come here. Because there are plenty of little loopholes to fall through if you don't.
We call them quirks.
Quirks.
All right, moving on. Shane O Traveler asks if Jay can do some videos on islands around Phuket that has good resorts.
Ooh, islands around Phuket that have good resorts.
Koh Yao Yai?
Sorry?
Koh Yao Yai? Koh Yao Yai?
It sounds like you're making noises.
Oh, yow, yay.
There you go.
Okay.
So that's got some nice resorts. I mean, there's Koh Nakanoi.
Nakanoi.
It's got, what's the big resort there? I think it's called the Naka Resort. That's really nice.
Oh, yeah, no, but that's too fancy.
It's very fancy.
Yeah.
The buildings are a bit like in the Flintstones. They're sort of all carved out of rock, I think.
The only places I've stayed is in Phi Phi and Rileigh Beach.
Yeah.
Off the coast of Krabi.
Phi Phi, I know, I'm a bit funny about
Phi Phi has some nice hotels. Phi Phi is known as like a backpacker island. You go there, you enjoy. But it also has some trekking. It also has, on the other side, it's got the beautiful beach. And they do have some really fancy hotels as well, if you like the good things in life. Perhaps I will. Thank you for the suggestion, Shana.
Genghis Khan said, Tim just farted. That's actually not true. I'm not sure why he said that.
No, because I was squeezing my nose earlier because I was about to sneeze. That's why.
It wasn't me. I have been able to withhold my bodily functions during the program. Other places, if we had a bit of time, I could go through them, but there are a lot of islands. There's about 30 islands off Phuket within 2 hours, a boat ride of Phuket, and a lot of them have really nice resorts. If you want that, go to an island and walk along an empty beach experience.
I've always just gone for day trips, maybe because I live in Phuket. I've always gone, I take the boat in the morning, spend the whole day snorkeling, enjoy, have some dinner at the beach, at the island, and then I come back.
I used to do the same by going to Hong Kong for the day, shopping and coming back.
Are you a celebrity? Are you a Thai celebrity?
Because there used to be an early morning, like a 5 a.m. flight. You could fly to Hong Kong, then you could shop there all day, and there was a flight that used to arrive back about midnight. With Dragonair or something. This is a long time ago.
Dragonair, yeah, it's true.
And it was really good. So that's a great thing about living on the island of Phuket is there are international flights and you can go anywhere.
Which Who are you?
Nothing to do with the...
You would take a day trip to Hong Kong for shopping.
Yes,
Who
I did.
Who are you?
It's nothing to do with Knott's question. I'm sorry, I've diverged somewhat.
Shopping for what?
Oh, clothes, Chanel and jewelry and diamonds. And,
all right.
Who's the fancy yachts? Pants now? Okay, go on.
Any last questions, Knott?
There was a very interesting topic in the comments section.
Okay.
So apparently someone asked if there was a poodle that was a military colonel in Thailand.
If there was a poodle that was a military colonel.
I don't think we can address that.
Oh, I see. That's a very sensitive topic.
My bad.
So,
I think not you know exactly what you've just asked, and you're a very naughty boy. It might also be the reason that two pornography websites were banned in Thailand.
Yeah.
Because they actually had videos which included a particular poodle. Don't you know about this, Knott? He doesn't know. Oh, he's so naive. We'll show the video to you later.
And get deported and or killed.
Yes.
I'm leaving the studio now.
All right.
Knott's blissfully unaware of...
All right, let's take one last question before we leave. Any last questions left?
So, Shane O Traveler asks again, which airline is best to fly out of Australia?
Which airline is best to Thailand?
Yep.
Qantas, no?
Qantas don't fly here. They use their budget airline called Jetstar.
Okay.
And you can get a Jetstar flight direct into...
Singapore?
Into Singapore and then fly to Thailand on Jetstar or Singapore Airways. Or you can fly direct into Phuket or Bangkok at the moment. I think from only Sydney and Melbourne. check your website. But if you want to get to Thailand from Australia at the moment, Thai Airways are also flying from at least Sydney and Melbourne at least three or four times a week. I just noted on the story about Thai Airways that they were increasing the frequency of the flights out of Australia. So you've got Thai Airways, you've got Jetstar. I'm sure there's other Singapore Airlines if you want to go via Singapore. That would be a good way. My parents always used to fly to different parts of the world. For whatever reason, in the old days, they always had to fly to Singapore first. And my mother, being the thrifty lady she was, she always said to my father, you must get a suit while you're in Singapore. And it's what you did when you got to Singapore. You had a layover for 2 or 3 days.
Isn't that what you do in Thailand?
Well, I sort of wound up the propellers on the planes for the next route. Yeah, a bit the same now. And all those Indian tailors, they were all in Singapore in those days. And my father had when he died, he had a wardrobe full of suits made in Singapore. Not one of them he ever wore. Unfortunately, he was a bit taller than me, so I never got to wear them. They were a bit old-fashioned.
Oh, well.
But that was a bit sad. But he always got a suit when they went through Singapore. And those two, they did a lot of travelling,
All right.
They spent the entire inheritance.
And those are all our questions for today. A PG Santa making a late appearance. He's donated $5 and he says, for an office air freshener because Kuntim can't.
Oh, come on.
You know, I'm just saying.
I have not.
Just saying.
Expelled air.
I mean, because the wind's blowing this way.
Oh,
Natty did close her nose for some reason. All right. Allegedly.
Jetstar fly directly to Phuket from Western Hepworth. Thank you very much. I fly Sydney to Phuket direct. It's a 9-hour flight. I used to do it, but they have a thing called Star Class, which is sort of like business class. It used to be quite reasonable. So I used to do my trips.
That way they treat
backwards.
You like a star.
But yeah, well, as they should.
Yeah.
So I used to walk into the plane and turn left. Which was nice, and I sort of used to look over my shoulder at the cheapsters going into economy.
Okay, sure. All right. I was going to make a comment on them, and then I realized I was one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching the show so far. We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have enjoyed it, please click the like button.
There's how many online
almost
today?
Almost 400 people watching us, but only 140 likes. Please click the like
button.
No, please click the like button. It really does help us a lot more than you think. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. 45% of you are not subscribed who watch it every day. You might feel like, Jay, why do you have to repeat this every day? It's because 45% are not subscribed and actually do watch us almost every day. So please subscribe.
How many on TikTok?
We've got four people.
Oh. Four people
watching us live on TikTok.
God.
Wow. Mom, my dad, Carmel, and Nut.
Yeah. We literally couldn't fit them in a telephone box now. Yeah. It's
all
official.
Right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for watching the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Natty.
And
thank you.
And please, everybody online, thank Nut because
that's right.
He's had to suffer through this the past hour
Nut's
as well.
Joined us today, the prophet of reason, as well as Noom and Shai behind the buttons and the cameras. We hope you've had a great show, and we will see you tomorrow.